One of the congressional races that's gotten close in recent days is in the 50th district in California, in the San Diego area, where Republican incumbent Duncan Hunter has seen his lead shrink after he was indicted over the summer for misusing campaign funds, which he denies. Hunter's Democratic challenger is 29-year-old Amar Campanajar, a San Diego-born Hispanic Arab American who worked in the Obama administration. And Amar Campanajar joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And Congressman Hunter has represented this district for a while. This district has been in Republican hands for a long time. What makes you think you can flip it?
You know, after 40 years of one family holding this seat captive, I think it's time not for me to take this seat from them, but to give it back to the people of my district. This belongs to the 750,000 people who call this district home. And a lot of people in this district feel like Hunter has been an absentee congressman. I've had 18 town halls, 5 debates. Hunter's shown up to none of them. They've been hosted by one of them by KPBS, in fact, the other one from CSU San Marcos. And a host of different reputable organizations have had to try to have me and Hunter sit together, and he's not having it. People want someone who will show up, who will put country over party, who will listen, who will learn, and then have the ability to lead with what they care about, what keeps them up at night. Not their personal politics, but their personal health, their personal safety, their personal financial dignity. And that's why this race is so close, because people don't want a lawbreaker in Congress. They want a lawmaker. They don't trust Hunter to be able to pass laws that he himself cannot follow. So people want a change.
So in order to win, you're going to have to get some people probably who voted for President Trump to vote for you. Mm-hmm. What do you think of President Trump right now, especially in these last few days before the election? He's been talking a lot about immigration. He's sending troops to the border with Mexico. What do you think of the Trump presidency and what you're hearing from him right now?
Some of his bark isn't all bite, first of all, what I've come to know. I've met with Donald Trump in 2015. That was part of my job. I met him at the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And I met with him, and I felt like he was someone who's sensible. He seems like the kind of person that the last person in the room sways his thinking. So if I get to Congress, I hope to be the last person in the room when he says we need to show heart to dreamers. I'll try to get in front of him and have him pass a Dream Act. And look, he's not my ideal person when it comes to the way he acts and tweets. But he is the president. And the way that I'm going to be an effective congressman is he has to sign my bills.
Do you want Nancy Pelosi to lead the Democrats if she is speaker, or even if she's not speaker and is just continues to be the leader?
You know what my honest opinion on that is? And this is the honest to God opinion. I've been campaigning for 22 months, and I will have ran as long as my first term in Congress at this point. And I've been trying to earn votes. Whoever wants to be speaker or the leader of my party needs to earn my vote. You don't just get it because you've been there for a while. I want to know if she or somebody else can be not just the opposition party to Trump, but the opportunity party for my district and our country. You know, LBJ was not a fan of the African-American community. He called the Civil Rights Act the N-word bill. And then he signed that thing, and he handed the pen to MLK because there was a movement that stood strong and even forced his hand to do the right thing and bent the arc towards history. I don't think that America's at the mercy of one person or president. If we all come together, we could be the opportunity party, not just the opposition party. And whoever wants to be speaker better damn have that ability.
So Congressman Hunter released an ad last month saying that you are trying to infiltrate Congress, connecting you to your paternal grandfather, who's been accused of being involved in the Munich terrorist attack during the 1972 Olympics. Your grandfather died long before you were born, but how hard has it been to push this issue aside for voters, or has it hurt you so far in this campaign?
I think it's helped. It's helped us fundraise because he is the epitome of a xenophobe and a racist. Even there were 18 rabbis yesterday who wrote a letter condemning Hunter's ad. They didn't endorse me because they can't, because they're chaplain, but they condemned Duncan Hunter. They said in the wake of what happened in Pittsburgh, this kind of hate rhetoric has no place in our country. So that wouldn't happen if I was being, if the accusations were true about me and my family. There was a story in the Tribune that came out a couple of days ago that said that my grandfather, who died before I was born, so it's irrelevant to me in my life because I didn't know him. I knew him as much as you and your listeners have. But the reality is it's in dispute. No one even knows if he was involved. There's Israeli reporters and investigators who actually say they don't think he was involved. But the massacre itself was a heinous act that I fully condemn, And if he was involved, I condemn his actions.
Last question. Who are you going to vote for in the Senate race in California? There's longtime Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, the incumbent, or her Democratic challenger, State Senator Kevin DeLeon.
You know, I'm torn on this because I think seniority in the Senate is important right now to fight to protect the gains that we've made and finish the unfinished work that we have left to do. There's a lot of fights that senior senators are on the front lines for fighting for. But also, I know Kevin DeLeon personally. And I also like the fact that he's, you know, a young candidate challenging a longtime incumbent. That's what I'm doing. But I'm going to withhold my own decision on this as a private citizen.
That's Amar Campanajar, candidate for Congress in California's 50th district, running against Congressman Duncan Hunter. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. We got five more days. We're going to win this thing.